Which of these stories will you be jacking off to tonight? Sexy video game ads? House party removed from Steam because it's too sexual? Sexy dirty girls, everybody loves that. And a UK gaming site called Shagagamer. This is Clickbait Countdown.
Clickbait.
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 Yeah, welcome, welcome to our show, Clickbait Countdown. I am Jay Ailerock, and I'm here with Randy. What's up?
What's up?
So, because you don't get the show, had this section called Clickbait. There are so many people that were interested in that. I mean, I swear, we cut up the show because we know you guys can't stand listening to a show for like a half hour. So we're like, all right, we'll put it into like 5, 7, 10 minute segments. It's always the clickbait ones that go crazy. So we were like, all right, do you guys want a show that is just based on that? And of course everybody does. So here we are, Clickbait Countdown. We're going to count down things that we find on the web, mostly doing with gaming, but sometimes we might throw you a curveball. And we're going to see how that goes. I mean, what do you think, Randy? I think this is going to be probably the most successful show, isn't it?
Yeah, I was about to say, I wouldn't be surprised if this is the one that blows up right off the get-go.
Yeah. The first one right out the bat is sexy video game ads. Now, I remember when EverQuest was, like, really peaking. And how you know it's peaking is when it starts showing up in mainstream. And they had that, you know, are you ready to slay the dragon? I think that was the campaign. And they had, like, these two sexy girls. It looked like they really just took a picture of girls at a club and just put EverQuest all over it. And I guess the idea was these sexy girls were going to run off and start playing EverQuest. And it's like, I'm not saying there weren't attractive girls. I'm just saying it wasn't like that, man. I mean, come on. But there's been ads, like, forever about, you know, sexy gaming. And I was looking at actually an old article on Games Radar. And it was interesting because they had, like, 15. Now, we're not going to go through all 15. But one of the ones that I thought was funny is Wartune. And I thought it was fake when I first saw this because on the ad it says, you deserve an orgy. And, I mean, they're basically talking about, like, the big MMO battle experience, but, I mean, does that work? I mean, it's a sexy chick doing, like, this pose, like, exposing herself, and you deserve an orgy. I mean, we do all deserve an orgy, but damn. what was the other one? Oh, there's one that was, like, it was called, oh, on it, another one. It's, like, most of these are, like, phone games at the beginning. This one said, come play, my lord. And it's basically like a girl, and she's like taking off like her clothes. Have any of this stuff ever got you like, I want to play a game because of the sexy girl on the front? Does that work?
That's what's funny is like, I remember like every now and again you would see these like damn ads. And it was funny because the earlier back in time you go, the racier they were. And it was like, you could tell they're like, yeah, we got to start censoring some of this shit. But they're like, let's see how far we could go, you know, like pushing these things. Like, I remember looking through here the article, the freaking ad for Death Trap Dungeon, which was hilarious. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember it was a magazine ad. It was a two-page ad, which was hilarious. I remember this Gex 3 ad like crazy. But it's like funny how they would sit there and like do these ads thinking like, oh yeah, this is gonna be that thing that's gonna turn people to playing games.
I assume it worked because I remember, I think was it 2011? I have to double check, but I know that we went to one of the E3s in like 2010, 2009, something like that. And then when we came, after that, they were like, oh, we're going to get rid of all the video game, you know, like not cosplayers and the booth babes and all that. They're like, we're going to get rid of it and make it more industry-like.
Yeah.
Man, they changed that style quick because people were like, I mean, I honestly would think yes, people would say something like, hey, where are the booth babes? But I didn't actually think it would result in less people going. But, man, those people love those booth babes, man.
That was the big thing. Is I remember you're talking, because I had the headphones off, you're talking about E3, correct? When they took away. Okay, yeah. What was crazy about that is, I don't know if it was E3 that started it, or if it was PAX that started it. But I know one started it, and then the other one picked up right after it. And I know PAX was the big one that they were like, that's it, no booth babes, like, at all. And it was hilarious because, like, I know friends of mine from up here because I'm in Boston, so PAX East happens here every year. And I remember there was, like, one of the guys that I work with that he goes religiously every year. And he's like, dude, he remembers it when it was the booth babes. And he was like, dude, it was literally, like, how could each booth, like, major booth, one-up the other one with the booth babes?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, they got to a point where he was like, bro, you would think that they would have the cops there going, like, this chick needs to put some clothes on type of, like, how they'd sit there and go, how far they'd go. And then he was like, dude, the year after that, he says it was hilarious because, of course, attendance dropped like crazy as soon as they made the announcement, like, yep, there won't be any booth babes. But not only that, he says, not only did attendance get affected, but there was a lot less actual booths there. You know, because he said, you know, before you had a really good mix of like the video games and accessories and all that. And he says, of course, who would have more of the booth base, not the video games, the video game accessories for you?
Because otherwise, you're not, there's no demo or anything.
Right. And he was like, dude, the moment they said no booth base, he was like, dude, all it literally was just video game booths. It was no, like, hardly any accessory booths. And now it's gotten to a point where it's like picked back up and all that. And it's funny because I'm looking forward to probably going to PAX East this coming year. I literally want to go because, dude, I went one time in the time that I've been up here in Boston, and it was a impromptu. One of my coworkers had a spare ticket for Friday. It wasn't even like a Saturday or a Sunday. And which Friday's the first day, and he was just like, hey, if anybody wants to come along, I got a spare ticket. Like, I literally just had to buy him lunch. And I went with him, and we were there from literally when the doors opened till they kicked us out, at least in the from the floor. And holy crap, I was going through there going, Jesus, if this is just the taste of what E3 could be like, this is insane.
Well, I can tell you that E3 is crazy, and the thing about the booth babes is not only were they trying to one-up each other, they were the kind of people that they knew exactly what to do because they would try and go after, like, that stereotypical gamer, the one that is sitting there in the corner, like, staring at the booth babe, and then when she looks at him, he turns away. What they would do is, like, when you'd walk by, they'd be like, do you want to try our demo? And they'd, like, touch you, like, on the shoulder. And, like, some of these guys, that's the first women's touch that they've had in, like, years. And it's like, sure, I'll see what you got. And like you said, it'll be accessories, too. It'll be, like, some company from South Korea. But they brought maybe, like, one box of accessories and, like, 50 girls. You know? And they're like, you know, come to our website. We're going to make some money right quick.
Hey, if you look at it, like, we can go full circle to what was the story that we did on You Don't Get the Show of the one porn company that had the VR set up.
Oh, yeah, Naughty America.
Naughty America that got kicked out of the main show at the freaking, what do we call it? The CES, they got kicked out, basically kicked out of the show floor. They were just beyond.
I swear, they were demoing pornographic VR, and yeah. It was a booth, and I'm just thinking that must have been the nastiest booth ever. Because a bunch of guys standing around with VR goggles like, oh, my God. And you're like,
well, here's the other,
I don't know.
Here's the other thing that's funny about that. It's like you sit there and you think about it. Like they, quote-unquote, complained about getting kicked out of the damn floor. And it's like, okay, so you're literally showing, hey, here's this like 22nd century refrigerator, here's this cool 100-inch curved TV, and here's some VR porn. It's like, it doesn't match up with everything that they were showing there. And that's what I found funny about it. I'm like, you know what, yeah, they got a right to be there because technically they're showing off VR technology. But it was one of those things of like, at the same time, it's like, kind of got a question, like, where do we draw the line on the thing? Which I will say this, dude, speaking of VR, I told you last time we got together that I ended up picking up an Oculus Rift.
Right.
Because it had a hell of a sound. And let me tell you, I have been honestly, like, surprised. But then after I thought about it, I'm like, all right, you know what? It's not as surprising. Like, it is amazing how the sense of immersion you get in the games. Because, like, you sit there and you do your little safe area online and you put this VR goggle on. Like, one of them that comes with when you buy the motion touch controllers is this game called Robo Recall. And, I mean, you're sitting there and you're looking around and it's like, holy shit, I'm in this city and here are these robots jumping around. I mean, you can look up, you can look down, you can see the street. Like, it is insane. And I was sitting there going, well, you know, I've seen the phone VR and it's cool. But it just didn't seem like as cool as this. And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, then again, with the phone VR, you're literally limited to the hardware on the phone.
Right.
Whereas an Oculus or a Vive, it is literally just a pair of monitor screens on your face. Everything's being done by your computer. And I'm like, well, then again, that makes sense. Like, if you got a really powerful machine, it's no wonder. But, I mean, I was sitting there going, like, Jesus, this is freaking cool as hell. Like, grab shit and throw it around in the world and stuff. Like, it was amazing.
I mean, we're headed towards that world where we're just sitting there attached to our VR. And then after VR goggles, there's the holodeck. And once the holodeck is built, society is done. Like, well, no one's ever leaving home.
It'll evolve from VR headsets to, if you've ever seen those crazy consumer electronic shows, those fucking, like, the VR headset with the motion control, like, gun controller, and then you stand in this, like, treadmill-like thing so you can actually run. And it controls you in game, then we'll go to the holiday.
Yeah. Now, our next story has to deal with a game that was, of course, popular. People complained, and then it got pulled, modified, changed. And we did a couple of episodes about this for You Don't Get the Show as well. But this game called House Party, and this is why I love doing a show, because I'll start looking around for things that I've never really thought to look for, because most of the time I'll be looking for like a traditional game. And when I saw this one, I was like, it's literally a game about going to a house party and trying to hook up. Because honestly, guys and gals, that's why you go to house parties, because you're hoping to get someone that's sloppy and get yourself some, maybe not sloppy seconds, maybe sloppy firsts.
Mm-hmm.
But this game basically had like pornographic stuff in it. Like, I saw some of the videos that were like uncensored. It's like full graphic sex, and it's like corny as fuck, but it's hardcore.
It's funny because like I've seen videos of this, and like basically as you go through the game, like there's several different girls at the party, and I believe you can hook up with every single one of them, but once you decide, like, this is the one I'm going to hook up with, like, you can pretty much call off the other two. But it's funny as hell because it essentially, like, you go up to the one chick, you start trying to talk to her and blah, 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 and then it's like, oh, you got to do, like, quests. So you got to, like, I know in the group, in the videos that I saw, is, like, there's two girls that are sisters, and then the one sister is the girl that's actually throwing the party. The other one is, I think, either her older sister or some shit like that. So it's like if you go to the older sister, it's like she's like, oh, my sister's such a pain in the ass, blah, 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 blah. And like she has you try and get her phone to try and get the code for the phone to unlock the phone. And then you see like half nude or nude pictures of the sister on the phone. And then you kind of like try to blackmail her. Like it's this whole crazy ass like thing that you have to do, which is funny as hell. But like you say, it is hilarious to watch like the uncensored videos of it because it's like, okay, it's this cheesy like. Like fake almost porn.
Like seriously, when you start watching it, it's like a mixture between like a show you'd see on the CW, a MTV show, and then like just some kind of reality show, because they actually do have like the drama, like Randy was saying, where you'll be talking to someone and then rumors will spread. So like, yes, you're trying to sleep with all these girls, but it's not like they're stupid. You'll go and talk to one, and there'll be a conversation, and you say something, and when you go to the other one, they'll actually talk. It's not Telltale. I'm not trying to say it's that intricate, But it's kind of cool because you can mess it up. You think that, oh, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say these cool things, and that's going to get me late. No. If you don't do it exactly right, you'll end up, all of them, all the girls ostracizing you from the party, which is probably what most of you guys are used to. But the thing is that what happened is, of course, people got upset. And look, I guess I can understand it's on Steam. And if you're just going through all these games on Steam and you're like, hey, a house party game. Oh, wait, look, there's graphic sex. The funny thing about it is, so, of course, Steam pulled it because, as we've said in other shows, that they have a no pornography policy, no nudity policy. And then they brought it back. And then I watched those videos, and it's that is kind of like the CW, because you get all the drama, you get the jokes, you get the corniness, and then when it's time for the sex, it's just like, eh. I mean, it reminds me, you know what it reminds me of? The difference between the original House Party and then the re-release on Steam. Do you remember that, I gotta find out the name of it, but do you remember that garment that they came out with to cover up cleavage? It's basically, they would show a girl and she had like the V cleavage, right? It's like, ladies, do you want to be more proper? Do you want to hide the cleavage? Buy this. And it's like a napkin. It really looks like a napkin. And you put that shit over it.
Like, it's supposed to make it look like she's wearing like one of those little camis underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was the ultimate killjoy. It's like, do you want your coworkers to never look at you again? Put this napkin on. It's like, come on, man. Damn,
I remember that shit. I remember that shit.
It was bad, man. I mean, there were people actually posting, like, when they put it on the, I think, I forgot where they did an article about it. People were posting, like, dude, like, who came up with this? It must be someone that's either, like, has no boobs, jealous.
It's called Cami Secret.
Oh my god, yes, yes.
Cami Secret, the clip-on mock camisoles. That's what it was. It was supposed to be like it clipped, I think, to the two bra straps, and then it tucked underneath the bottom of the bra, and it looked like a fake camisole.
Yes, I'm looking at it now. I love the commercial because it's like when you first look at it, it's like they show a lady. And it's funny because in the beginning, she pulls down like she's like adjusting her shirt, right? And then the next scene, and you'll see here, she's sitting at a desk, I guess, with a coworker, and you see her cleavage, like, boobs, like, right there, and the guy's, like, talking to her, and you see him, like, looking at them shit.
Just, like, staring down, yeah. That
and
was
not paying attention, and then they're like, do you need the cover up? I swear, it looks like like one of those doilies.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, oh, my God, man. Such a cock block, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that we are losing so many of these cool games, man. Because, I don't know, like I said, we need to do what we were talking about, Steamy. We can put all these games on that platform. We'd be straight.
That was the thing. So that's the thing that makes me laugh is when you sit there and you look at like, this article. And what cracks me up about it is they have on the thing of the SJWs that said to think to the 35 million children, you know, that are on Steam. It's like, God damn it. You know, it's like, what's the average age of a gamer nowadays? Oh, yeah, that's right. Between, like, you know, 20 and 40. It's like, right. We ain't kids, ladies. It's like, I mean, to interrupt this thing, as I'm sitting here looking at this ad or this article, on the right side where it has this thing and this link, it has collectible gear and gaming gear. And I swear to God, the funniest thing that I just saw swing by on the gaming gear is a fucking Overwatch mouse pad that the wrist rest, it's a picture of Tracer, and the wrist rest is Tracer's butt.
We got to add that to our list of gifts, like the one we had.
God. That right there is hilarious right there, man. I just literally saw that and started laughing, giggling into the inside, because I was like, yep, that would be something that somebody would come up with to sell and make money off of it.
No, but you know, it's funny because they have one, I was looking it up, on eBay, right? And and they have it listed as Overwatch Tracer mousepad soft 3D silicone butt. They're selling the starting price is $19.99.
They got another one of May, or not May, Diva. That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, they also have Widowmaker on this one.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
They have some anime ones. I mean, Jesus Christ, guys.
Yeah, I wish. Let me see. Yeah. Here's the, hold on. And it's through Amazon. That's what's even more funny. Oh, let me. There's the Overwatch one. Oh, look at this. They only, so they have. They have Mercy. They have Widowmaker. It looks like they have Mercy. They have Diva, and they have May. The May one is hilarious, if I ever did see one.
They have so many. I think it's like a company that all they make is silicone butt mouse pads. I mean, that's a business right there, man.
That's a business right there, dude. I guarantee, and they're probably charging. Look at that. They're charging $38, and that's with freaking Amazon Prime. $38 per mouse pad. That's a business and a half right there.
You know they're making money. And then you can start adding some extra things. You know, like you have those like really long pads. You could just make a row of butts right there. You know, it's like, come on, man.
That's insane, dude. There, you know these guys are making bank with that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. They have a daggone. They have one, and it's hilarious because they had to censor the picture of it. Look at that one. That's hilarious right there. They censored they censored the picture of it.
So it's instead of a butt, it's a boob.
Yeah, that is hilarious, dude. Oh, my God.
This is why I'm poor, because I don't even think to do stuff like this. I mean, damn. All right, so our third story, we have a new segment for a new show, and I call it Get Out of the Basement and Get Sexy. So this is, like I said, most of these in the clickbait countdown are going to be gaming related in some form or fashion. But we're going to throw you a curveball every once in a while about something that's sexy but not video game related. And I found this by accident. This is from The Sun. There is a Woodstock. And if you don't know what that is, ask your parents. Maybe they know. Or look it up. But Woodstock was a festival way back in the day with, you know, it was like a free spirit festival. Like, really wow. Homegrown kind of thing.
And in the key of it is, yeah, I was about to say, you gotta think of, this was in the time of, like, the 60s and 70s when it was, like, drug use and, like, you know, pot was a huge freaking thing. So yeah. You had all those people that went out to a field, put together a concert, which is hilarious because, like, when you look at the background story of it, it was literally, like, somebody decided, like, yeah, we ought to throw a concert and all that, and they started getting, like, these small bands together, you know, and then, like, through word of mouth, it eventually got to some of these, like, bigger bands, and then, like, you had people like Jimi Hendrix and freaking, you know, all these people performing at Woodstock, which is insane.
Yeah, and it's pretty crazy, too, because it's actually a really good story. They had a documentary about, like, all the behind the scenes of, like, how hard it was put together, what it was like while it was being ran. And even though, yes, it was a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, there was a lot more to it as well, and it was really interesting. But since then, you've seen Woodstocks of some kind all over the place. Like, I remember they had, what, a Woodstock 98 or 99 that was, like, from what I hear, was pretty terrible. But everyone tried to do a Woodstock. This one is from Poland. So it's a Woodstock Festival Poland, and one of the things that they did, and it's funny, too, because the idea was to celebrate diversity and tolerance. They all got into, like, basically a mosh pit. It's like this big area of, like, mud and water, and these people were getting, like, all different types of nude, like from bra and panties to completely nude, and it's, like, it's crazy. They're, like, running around. You know something, man? I noticed there wasn't any black people there. Now, I noticed that this is like Poland. I guess Poland, but I just don't see black people doing this, man. White people have so much fun. I mean, look at them. They're like dancing around in the mud, all these sexy girls. I mean, damn.
This is the other thing that was funny. Is so, like, they had a thing similar to this in the original Woodstock where it was like a huge mud pit. And they actually had kind of the same thing in the the revisit to Woodstock, only apparently I heard it wasn't just mud and water. So they apparently, like, the big thing of it was is that there were people that were so messed up that eventually in the mud pit, people, like, literally pissed and shit themselves.
Oh my
God.
So
mixed in with this mud was piss and shit. And there is a clip from, because Green Day performed there, and there's a clip where he's, the lead singer's up on stage, and the mud pit's, like, cleared out, because they had already started passing the word of, like, hey, don't jump into the mud pit, it's fucking full of piss and shit. And, like, he's up there, and they sing, like, a couple songs, and of course, people start migrating towards the mud pit for to become a mosh pit. And literally, he finishes a song, and he just stops and sees all these people fucking moshing in this mud. And he's like, do you guys realize what you guys are running around in? He's like, it's shit. Poop. It, like, he's literally calling this shit out to these people. It is the best clip. He's just like, do you realize? Because this is so funny. He's like, do you realize what you guys are dancing around in? It's shit.
I was trying to find it. Let me give you guys a tip. Do not put piss and shit mud pit in Google. It will burn your eyes. I should have done
nothing,
that.
Nothing will burn your eyes. Nothing will burn your eyes worse than that freaking picture of the Pikachu from that Pokemon or Strokemon.
Oh man, you always have to bring that up.
I scarred your soul with that one, man. I remember the text messages you sent me after that. You're like, why did you make me look this up?
Oh, man, but I have to admit, man, I was happy I found that article because I was just looking at those pictures and I was like, damn, just damn. You know that a lot of babies were made that day.
Yeah, let me see.
I mean, you'll see the pictures, but good God. And everyone there is just having fun. It's just like crazy, wild, free, and it's just like,
yeah, they have, like, a thing where it's, like, the full concert. Let me see.
I mean, there's a ton of people there. It's funny, though, because, you know, once again, they're doing this for diversity. It didn't look that diverse. Maybe they mean, like, various shades of white. But look, I got no problem with it because the girls are sexy, so it's all good. Oh man, they were playing Twister.
Yeah.
Clothing optional Twister. Oh, see, that's the best Twister. Oh man, that's funny. And of course in the comments, most people are upset about the actual reason for having the concert, or at least for this part of the concert. There's people complaining about the whole diversity thing. It's like, come on guys. I know that the truth is that you're mad that you're not getting to touch and see the titties, but you don't have to, like, you know, lash out in the comment section. I mean, this is a great thing that these people are putting on. And if more of us got naked and got in the mud, there'd be less strife, less hate. We'd just be better people.
That's true.
All right. So in our number one story, which is, it's personal to me because I actually did some in-depth research here. So this is another old one. This is not new. And it's I got it from mcvuk.com. And this guy formed Shagagamer. Basically, they were the founders of Dategamer, and they formed Shagagamer. Now, I actually remember the Dategamer one because there was actually a period where I'd say maybe like 5-6 years ago, where you saw a lot of these dating sites for gamers pop up. And I think maybe it was in correlation with MMOs and that blowing up. So they're like, man, you hear about these people hooking up in an MMO, which I always thought was just weird because I swear to God, I never talked like that in an MMO. Like even when we got to voice chat, but especially back in the EverQuest day when you're just texting the people, I never thought to like text because first of all, I didn't think that they were a girl anyway. But I never thought the text. But they came out with all these dating sites where it's like, oh, you're supposed to be a gamer, meet other gamers and all that. This guy decided to take it to the next level. This one is like the hookup sites. You know, like how you got, what's his face, Tinder and all that. Now, but this is a traditional website. So you actually go, oh, you know what's like? Adult Friend Finder. That's what it is. But for gamers. So he created this site, and one of the things, when they were talking to him about it, he said that our site is perfect for people who don't want commitment and just want to blow off some steam. Joining Shaga Gamer is easy, and users get full access to our database of hot gamer girls and guys who are looking for another gamer to shag. If you want to have sex with a gamer, then look nowhere else. If only it was that easy. So, now, obviously, with a lot of these things, there's always a catch. You've seen those sites that say, oh, free to sign up, which just basically means that when you get to the site, sign up, and someone messages you and you click to read the message, or they like you and you want to see, oh, who liked me? Then it's like, oh, sign up, pay. So this site, same thing, $19.99. Now, the story could have just ended there. I talk about, hey, it's cool. We got a Shaga Gamer site where you can hook up and have sex with gamers, right? That's cool. But then I said to myself, I have to see how good this is. So I decided to actually create a profile, and here's the interesting thing. Now, this is in the UK, so they actually don't let you sign up unless you're in the UK, but luckily, I have an awesome plugin for my Chrome that allows me to let people think I'm in other places. So I made it like I was in the UK just to test this out. You know, I didn't talk to anybody. Now, I would say this was about 2 weeks ago when I signed up. And as soon as I put my profile, like I actually put my picture. I said that I was from Obsolete Gamer. Of course, I embellished it saying that I'm like famous and all that. You got to do that, right? So I put that up and I'm like, let's see what I got. Man, within minutes, I was getting messages. Now, here's the thing. I ain't stupid. I'm not thinking that all these girls are like in love with me and they love my picture so much that they gotta have me. I know most of what it is it's fake accounts. And then when you click on it and you're trying to read the message, it tells you sign up. Once you sign up, you find out the account is fake, but who cares? You already gave the person $20, so you're screwed. Mm-hmm. So far my profile has 20, messages. It has 10 likes. And then 7 favorites. I guess the likes, winks, it's like the same thing. So the funny thing is, like, I'd say half or more than half of these profiles don't even have a picture on it, which is just crazy. So it'll just be something like Jess, and it'll have just a default silhouette of a woman on it. And it's great because they sent me things like, first it starts out like kind of tame. Hey, boys. That'd be like the message. Second one, young, free, single. Okay. So far, does any of this sound like it's legit?
Yeah, so far, nothing.
Then it starts to ramp up. It says, if you have a decent dick, I want to ride on it. That came in at 3:33 a.m. because we know that is the witching hour when all the horny girls come out. Let's see. Another one said, single girl needs sex with a man or men. You gotta like a woman that knows what they want. Some of these actually had pictures, but it would be like, I really gotta do the reverse picture thing so I could see if I could, if these are like those default pictures. They probably like got some porn star or somebody and put it up. Someone sent me one that says, can you be my fuck toy? Actually, the if you have a decent dick, I will write on it showed up a number of times. I just noticed that. This is weird. One said petite pocket rocket looking for chat. I thought a pocket rocket is what the ladies use. I don't understand that. BBW looking for a man who has what it takes. I mean, she's honest. Let's see, a couple of others looking for a playmate. This one actually had a face pic of someone that kind of looks like a gamer. You ever seen those shows? It could be either like, I guess sometimes it's porno too, where they say, oh, look, nerdy girls. And it's just a girl who put on those like default black thick rimmed glasses and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's basically like that. There's one that says no string sex. looking for a dom to train me. Okay. What else we got? A bunch of people adding me as their favorite. And a bunch of winks. Oh, I love this one. This was actually the first message that I got. Okay. And this tells you all you need to know about this site. The subject of the email is, I fuck anything.
Oh, Lord.
So, guys, shag a gamer, man. Go. I'm going to find the United States equivalent because you know it's out there. I just haven't looked at it yet. But, I mean, if nothing else, man, you got tons of material to go through because you have – I love the ones that just wink and favorite you over and over and over again, hoping that you pay for that. Maybe we should try and interview the maker and find out, you know, how that worked. But
that'd be interesting because, you know, more than likely what it is you got an office full of people that literally their job is to sit there all day and see any new accounts that get created, and then they're supposed to wink and favorite them. That's literally probably what these people are doing all day long.
That's true. Think about it. Imagine if you're like an attractive girl. I bet you, because I remember reading about how there were paid Amazon commenters. I didn't even realize this thing. You'd pay these people and they'd go on the site and say, oh, your product was great. That's why they started adding the verified user, so at least you bought the item. Because before that, companies would actually pay people, or PR departments or whatever, would pay people to go on there and put glowing reviews. And I'm sure the same thing happens maybe on, you know, Amazon. I mean, not Amazon, like the video games for phones and stuff like that, iOS and Android. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't imagine if they would do something like this. Imagine you're a sexy girl. You're willing to put your picture out there. You just go on all these dating websites and, like, pick out guys and say, hey, I like you. And then you're trying to get the guy to pay for a full subscription. Yet, see, sexy girls have way too many ways to make money, man. It's like, as a guy who's not sexy, it hurts me deep inside that I don't have that revenue stream that they do. But...
That's true.
What do you think of our list for our very first clickbait countdown?
It's a good list. I like it. Something that a little bit for everybody, as it were.
Yes. So in a nutshell, that's our show. And if you ever have something that's really sexy and gamer related and you want us to profile on the show, just leave it in a comment. And please leave comments. We want to hear what you think about the show, think about us, think about everything. And if you really like us, click that thumbs up button and subscribe to the Obsolete Gamer Network, because we're bringing you all types of shows. But
give us more work, people. Give us more work.
Yes, we need to spend our weekends doing like 4 hours of recordings for you.
My wife may have to say something about that.
Okay, not that long. That's what she said. All right, until next time, I'm J.A. He's Randy.
Peace.